Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar, monitoring. Monitoring. If you're still listening, hello. N0TR, KO4, HKS. Good to hear y'all talk.
TR, KO4, HKS.
Yeah, I read that and I thought, boy, you guys are really uptown. Well, Shane's working on his deck and sent me a picture of it. It looked like he had a handsaw there, I'm telling you. I don't think you could afford an electric one, do you?
Tom, you could tell me better than I could tell you. I mean, you know how it is living off that retirement pay.
I mean, I guess it is retarded downward. shoot. Well, we lost another chicken today. And it had been kind of all swollen up and been laying these real thin eggs. I told Bernice yesterday, I said, she's not going to make it. And I had to get rid of one. Oh, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. So we're down to three now, Patrick, but we got six new ones. Boy, they look nice. They're healthy and good, and we got them up off the ground in that back cage, and went out and they managed to. A chicken is just like a bull in a china shop. What they can't crap on, they knock off with their tail, you know, and chickens are that way too, and the water had those pine chips in it, and just solid almost. And we just changed the water yesterday, and then they had those pine chips in their feeder. And it's a nice warm day, of course, to go out there and have to figure out what to do, but I put some of those paper bricks under them, and now maybe they won't be able to kick that stuff up in there. They're 8 weeks old, so they're pretty good size. But, it'll be another 6 months probably before they start laying. That's the bad part.
Down to three hens laying, be scarce on eggs.
Yeah, and I only got two today.
Hi, Patrick.
I hope Tom's behaving for you.
Out of character.
Know when you need a new broom handle, and I'll bring one down.
You. Oh, boy. Yeah, you only got two out there today, but Bernice, she developed a new place where they lay, and they'd break an egg every now and then, and if they broke one, they'd eat it. And, of course, you wasn't going to eat it anyways, but it just ticked me off. And now if they lay an egg, they got, three nice nests? Two nice nests? And only one at a time can get in it. And before, they just gang up on each other because they all want to lay it in the same place. But now they can't, and then the egg rolls down, and they can't break it. So that's a real improvement, Patrick.
Town chicken coops now.
I've remodeled the other side. I got in the wrong lane, Bernice.
All right.
Oh, I got to get back over there, Patrick, in a hurry. This restaurant, my fault. I don't think I made those people too happy back there, but I made it. We're going out to eat down here at this AMP restaurant. You've been by it, haven't you?
14 in it, and I've ate there several times.
And it's really good chow, it really is. Oh, and I wanted to take her out for something nice tonight. That Texas Roadhouse down there, since this population growth, you go by there at noon, and there's not a spot in the parking lot, let alone for dinner or supper, we call it supper. But they're building a great big sports facility across from this now. I mean, huge. Big crane out there. And I don't think I'll be a member, but I just can't see that many people wanting to go to one of those things, but I guess they do. Well, Patrick, we're pulled in and getting ready to go inside, so I'll catch you down the line. Don't be a stranger. And, oh, sometimes if you're on there of an evening before the net starts, when you're calling or something, give me a holler. Get your long underwears and your fuzzies out because you're going to get snow, and keep it up there. My daughter in Michigan got 4 inches last night. Anyways, KO4HKX in 0GR, 73's Patrick. Have a good day.
Station break.
73, Tom. KO4HKX, clear.
Tom, I just want to say hello to both of you, KQ4LOO, and I'll be standing by still.
I'm getting out of the car there, Tal. So, have a good day and talk to you later. 0GR, clear.